I want you to think about this for a second. What do you have to like or be a fan of just by association? Because maybe your significant other likes this thing, activity, team. Jasmine, you said your husband likes gardening. Is it because you like gardening or does he really like it?
Yeah, I definitely think he likes it by association.
Got it.
I don't think he would be doing it otherwise.
I bring that up, actually, because it fits perfectly. Because tonight is the college national championship, the NCAA March Madness championship. And in it are the Florida Gators. My wife went to Florida for grad school. She's a Florida Gator. And so now I'm a fan of Florida Gators, I guess. Like, I have no allegiance to a college team because I went to Columbia College. So like it was a liberal arts school. We had like an ultimate frisbee team. I think that was it.
That is so funny.
So because she is a Florida Gator, I also am a fan of the Florida Gators.
You're doing it right.
Well, I'm just doing it. Let's do this. What is it that you or someone in your life is now a fan of by association? And it doesn't have to be a team. Like, I'm obviously a fan of the Florida Gators now that, because my wife went there for tonight for the national championship. But it could be a hobby. Jasmine likes gardening, so her husband likes gardening. Even if you're forced into it, right? You're like, my husband loves Star Wars, so on Thursdays I have to watch Star Wars movies. It's the only thing on TV. Maybe your best friend loves bar trivia on Tuesdays. You're like, so I guess I like bar trivia on Tuesdays because I want to hang out with you. What is it that you are... Or I think my sister-in-law had to become a fan of woodworking because my brother went through a phase. And so he just like made a bunch of random things for the house. She's like, yeah, I guess I love homemade wood things. Now, did you have to be a fan of something by association?
I definitely had to be a fan of different kind of animes. I never pictured myself or wondered myself on taking a look at different series. But yeah. Now I know all these different kind of animes, including like One Piece that is super popular now, a Demon Slayer, and all these different kind of ones.
I don't know what you're saying. So you like anime now by association, and so you're going to Comic-Cons and the whole thing, huh?
Yes.
I love it. That's awesome. That's perfect. Thank you. Kathy, did you have to be a fan of something by association?
Yes. Ham radio operating.
Ham radio? Your husband got into the ham radio phase, huh?
I had to get into the ham radio phase and learned all about licensing, general licenses, and technical licenses, all of that.
Riveting.
And it's actually kind of fun.
Oh, so you ended up liking it, huh?
I actually kind of like it, yeah. They have meetings, they have a whole bunch of stuff. They're pretty into it. It's a pretty interesting.
I didn't know all this about ham radio, the ham radio world. Good to know.
They're the go-to people. They're the go-to people in emergencies.
Brilliant. Okay. Bradley, wrap this up for me. What did you have to become a fan of by association?
There's two different things. The first one was NASCAR, and the second was brickworking, because my children's dad is a union brickworker.
So you had to learn all about brickworking.
Oh, yeah. Every building we passed, he would quiz me, like, what is this called? What is this called?
That's really funny. Does he make you build stuff with him?
No, he didn't. But every single building, and there's a lot of buildings.
Yeah, there are a lot of buildings in the world. That's true.
Well, he would purposely drive past the ones that he built just to be like, hey, I built this. What is that called?
That's funny. He'd quiz you. That's hilarious. Yes. All right.
Yep, even in drive-thrus.
Yeah. Hey, honey, what kind of brick did that Wendy's use?
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know, chicken fingers?
Yeah. It was the 14th of